is Keith, aka Mr. Nice Guy. Go check out the Bartender's Jukebox podcast. There's all sorts of different places you can download and listen to the audio. Go add Mark Biddle on Facebook for more information. And don't forget to check out the Bartender's Jukebox Facebook page. Click like, subscribe to everything that man is doing because Mr. Nice Guy said so. Peace.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Bartender's Jukebox. It's been a little bit. It's been a crazy pandemic so far, let me tell you. Well, since Jukebox is in the name, let me start this off with a band called Somebody Circus. They are local to where I live, and the name of the song is Funny Farm. Enjoy. That was Somebody Circus out of Reading, Pennsylvania. The title track was Funny Farm. Interesting fact about that band, Mickey Thompson, their bassist, actually plays with one arm. Man, and those guys are pretty tight, and I really dig their style. So definitely go over to their Facebook page, show them some love. I believe their stuff is on Spotify, so you can check it out there as well. And like I said, check them out. They got some all kinds of good stuff. So, but that's probably one of my favorite tracks by them, Funny Farm. And so recently, Rush Limbaugh died. Let me just say this: fuck Rush Limbaugh. I know it's kind of out of the blue saying that, but The guy's thinking and all the shit he had to say. I wasn't a fan of the guy, and it amazed me how many people followed him and loved him. And it's just, I don't know. He just wasn't nice. So, fuck Rush Limbaugh. I'm hoping everybody's doing pretty good. I know it's been a little while since I've been on the podcast here. It's probably been close to 5 or 6 months, and I hope you have all been doing well during the pandemic. I know it's been a bit crazy with them trying to figure stuff out as to if we should wear a mask, wear double masks, vaccines. I've already had 2 different COVID tests, and let me tell you, that is not fun. It's like having a plastic Q-tip jammed up your nose. I don't wish that upon my worst enemy. Last night, I got to watch Coming to America 2. Let me tell you, Coming to America 1 is probably on my top 10 list of favorite movies. And, you know, they usually say, like, a sequel usually doesn't do it justice. I like how it was the same but different at the same time. Kind of gave it more of a PG-13 feel, which it was. But I really dug it. I'm totally happy that they brought back Randy Watson and Sexual Chocolate. One of my favorite characters, and the whole Barbershop crew. Eddie Murphy and Arsenio Hall just did a killer job creating those characters back in the day and just bringing them back to life. It's amazing. So I got to give credit to those two guys, Eddie Murphy and Arsenio Hall. It's like they haven't missed a beat. Haven't missed a beat whatsoever. So if you get the chance, check out Coming to America too. Up next, here's a quick shout-out from Mr. Nice Guy to Mr. Charlie Eschbach from the Undercoats.
Sending my love out to Charlie and the Undercoats. Love you guys. Stay safe. Mr. Nice Guy. Peace.
So I was talking about Coming to America 2 earlier, and I love 80s movies and stuff like that. Everything from my childhood. Like, you had Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Coming to America. One of my favorite Eddie Murphy movies, though, I dig a lot, The Golden Child. I think it doesn't get enough credit as it should. And, I mean, if you haven't watched it, all you young people out there, go back to the 80s and check out some of the movies, even up into the early 90s. Like, I don't think movie making is the way it was. I mean, you got The Breakfast Club, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, like all those classics, 16 Candles. It's one of my cheesy favorite ones was Ski Patrol. I really like that. And one of Zach Galifianakis's first movies that he was in was Out Cold, and it was kind of like Ski Patrol, but like the snowboarding version of it. Check it out, Out Cold. If you haven't, I will just say there is a hot tub scene in that movie that you will definitely be shocked over. It's definitely worth the watch. The other day, John Candy, I believe it was his birthday, and I posted a thing on Facebook, and just the amount of people like have their favorite characters of his. I mean, you have like The Great Outdoors, Who's Harry Crumb, Ox from Stripes, but my favorite probably would be Uncle Buck. That was just an awesome character, and every time I watch a John Candy movie, it's like it takes me back home, like back to a simpler time when I was a kid. And maybe it's some of those John Hughes movies there as well that do it too. But you know, just definitely, if you don't know who John Candy is, check that man out. He will make you feel comforted in his comedy style. Recently, I think it was coming up, they just did a John Belushi documentary. That looked really good. I don't know if it was released yet. I can't wait to see it, though. John Belushi, I think he was gone way too soon. And Chris Farley as well. Tommy Boy was... Tommy Boy is my shit. I could probably quote that movie line for line. Him and David Spade made just a genius comedic duo. And if I could sit down with two people, it would be those two, just to listen to them talk back and forth in their comedic style. I think it would be so fucking great. Up next, I'm going to play a track called Go to Hell for Heaven's Sake by Bring Me the Horizon. It's a live track, so I hope you guys enjoy it.
I need you to do me a favor. I need you all to fucking jump. 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 You can. I'm from Sheffield, England. And this is fucking mental. Needs to be louder than that. Come on, Yorkshire.
That was the band Beyond the Horizon. Go to Hell for Heaven's Sake Live. Huge shout out to my friend Mike Posavec for sending me that track and saying, yo, man, check this out. He actually sent me the whole live album they did in Brazil. And, dude, that was really awesome. So if you're out there listening to Mike, huge shout out to you. Thank you, my man. I greatly appreciate that. So we were talking about 80s movies earlier, and one thing I forgot to leave out, Big Trouble in Little China. That's another one of my favorites out of the 80s. Kurt Russell in that movie. It's crazy, like, all the detail they did for that movie. Most of, like, almost the whole thing was done in studio. And they told this fucking crazy story. It's, if you've never seen it, Big Trouble in Little China. It's such a great movie. And if you guys, like, you know, whatever your movies are or whatever, post them on my Facebook page. Go over to that Bartender's Jukebox Facebook, even on Instagram, YouTube, all that good stuff, you know. Show me some love, you know, share the love, and tell your friends about it, even your grandmother, too. I mean, I know technology nowadays is getting easier, so, you know, turn grandma onto the Bartender's Jukebox. That would be much love from my end to you guys, so thank you very much. So we recently had this fucking election. What a shit show that was. Everything going back and forth. I'm so glad it's over with, but at the same time, like, there's still, like, the news has seemed to have calmed down, I think, which is good. Before people fucking riding the Capitol, like, when the fuck was that heard of in the United States? Like, what? Like, I never thought in my lifetime I would see something like that, but I did, and I'm completely fucking shocked over that, I gotta say. And I guess now, I think they recently said that there was beefing up security at the Capitol because they're worried a militia is gonna do it again. When the fuck in my lifetime was I ever gonna see anything like that to begin with, though? I mean, in 2020, we had all the riots and the looting, I'm just to the point now with all of it, after what 2020 was, with this whole pandemic and the virus and racial inequalities back and forth. I mean, we're just, what fucking crazy time we live in. That's all I can say. The Muppets are deemed as, certain things can be offensive. Aristocrats, the Disney cartoon. I mean, it because it has the Asian character for the cat, they're saying that's definitely racially motivated. I mean, these are movies I grew up on and shows I've watched that it seems like everything's just being attacked right now one way or another. And there was the Mr. Potato Head thing. I don't know. It seems like everything's just gotten flipped upside down. And in the end, I just want everybody to be happy. Is that so tough? Just everybody be happy, goddammit. You know, hopefully this will not be deemed as offensive to anybody. I do apologize for using the word God or saying the word fuck. But you know what? Fuck Rush Limbaugh. Fuck all this nonsense going on in the world right now. Just look at the person next to you. Love them. You know, be happy that you woke up today and you're able to see, you know, your family, you know, everything around the world, every living creature in this world that you were able and fortunate enough to get up and see. Just be blessed with it. You know, if you have any comments on that, send them over to my Facebook page. If you have any, you know, you want to be on the podcast at all, let me know. We can set something up. Or if you just want to do a shout out or something like that, download the Anchor app and you can record something and send it to the bartender. And I would be more than happy to put it on my program. And I'll show you guys some love. You show me love, I show you love. All right. Well, it's the end of this short podcast for today. I'm going to try to do this more often, hopefully once a week at least, to get one up here. Thank you guys again for listening. I appreciate it. And like I always say, it's that time. Stay thirsty for music, my friends. Cheers.